This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conspirators behind the Delhi car blast will not be spared. He said the probe agencies investigating the incident will get to the bottom of the case and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Mr. Modi was addressing an event to mark the 70th birth anniversary of Bhutan's former king, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, at Thimphu yesterday. Mr. Modi, who reached Bhutan's capital yesterday on a two-day visit to the Himalayan nations, said he came to Thimphu with a heavy heart in view of the incident in Delhi. A powerful car blast near Red Fort area in Delhi on Monday claimed 8 lives and injured several others. The Prime Minister said throughout on Monday he was in touch with the probe agencies investigating the blast.
दिल्ली में हुई भयावह घटना ने सभी के मन को व्यथित कर दिया है। मैं कल रात भर इस घटना की जांच में जुटी सभी एजेंसियों के साथ, सभी महत्वपूर्ण लोगों के साथ संपर्क में था, विचार विमर्श चलता था, जानकारियों के तार जोड़े जा रहे थे। हमारी एजेंसियां इस षड्यंत्र की तह तक जाएगी, इसके पीछे के षड्यंत्रकारियों को बक्सा नहीं जाएगा।
The King of Bhutan, in the presence of Prime Minister Modi, also led a prayer with thousands of Bhutanese for the victims of Delhi's Red Fort blast at Chang Limi Thang Stadium. During his address, the Prime Minister unveiled plans to construct an integrated immigration checkpoint near Bhutan's border town of Gelifu to facilitate the smooth movement of visitors and investors between the two countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that everyone involved in the Delhi blast incident will face the full wrath of investigating agencies. The Home Minister yesterday chaired high-level security review meetings with senior officials in New Delhi to assess the situation following the car blast near Red Fort in the national capital last evening. He instructed the officials to hunt down each and every culprit behind Delhi blast incident. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has handed over the probe into the incident to the National Investigation Agency. Due to the prevailing security situation in the national capital, Delhi International Airport Limited, in a passenger advisory, urged travellers to plan their journeys accordingly and arrive well in advance at the airport to avoid any last-minute inconvenience. Polling in the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections has concluded peacefully. Over 69% voter turnout was recorded in 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts yesterday. The highest voter turnout was recorded in Katihar district at 79.10%, followed by 78.16% in Kishanganj, 76.45% in Purnia, 72.82% in Supal, 71.57% in Purvi Champaran, 70.75% in Banka. Counting of votes will be taken up on Friday. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her president Duma Boko of Botswana in Gaborone today. They will discuss and explore new avenues for enhancing bilateral cooperation in areas such as trade and investment, technology, energy, agriculture, health, pharmaceuticals, defense, and people-to-people ties. President Draupadi Murmu will also address the parliamentarians, interact with members of the Indian community and visit sites of historic significance in Botswana during her visit. A Turkish C-130 military cargo plane with at least 20 personnel on board has crashed in Georgia yesterday after taking off from Azerbaijan. And that's the end of this news bulletin.